This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Better.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we had talked last week about Brock Turner. In case you're unfamiliar with the name, he's a Stanford, I believe he's a swimmer,
yep,
who was found guilty of 3 counts of felony sexual assault for raping a co-ed who had passed out from drinking too much. And his father wrote a letter to the judge saying, please just give him probation. He's already, you know, it feels like his life is already ruined. He's really upset. Don't let 20 minutes of action ruin 20 plus years of a life. That was the wording he used, 20 minutes of action. Like he might as well have been flossing his teeth or jumping rope.
Yeah.
The judge, who was also an alum of Stanford and also an athlete, gave him 6 months of jail time, at which he would serve 3 counts of felony sexual assault. The minimum was 2 years for each, which meant 6 years. He was given 6 months, at which point he would, he'd get off in 3 months for good behavior for 3 counts of felony sexual assault. He is now, the reason, I mean, we put on the website to say, what do you think should happen? It turns out there's a story that makes it even more relevant today. Because a Stanford University law professor, woman, has already gotten a huge petition to recall this guy, who was actually reelected, but he was unopposed, so it's a little hard to know what would have happened. He is was removed from a new case at the request of the prosecutors, according to the Santa Clara District County Attorney's Office. They used a procedure known as 170.6, used by attorneys who feel judges are biased. I'll tell you what his name is, because as far as I'm concerned, you should know his name as opposed to perpetrators of crime, although one could argue that this is a perpetration of a crime as well. His name is Aaron Persky. He also has to have lifetime registration as a sex offender for sexually assaulting an unconscious woman outside a campus frat party in 2015. He was removed from the new sexual assault case on Monday. He dismissed a misdemeanor stolen mail case mid-trial. We are disappointed and puzzled at Judge Persky's unusual decision to unilaterally dismiss the case before the jury could deliberate. After this and the recent turn of events, we lack confidence that Judge Persky can fairly participate in this upcoming hearing in which a male nurse sexually assaulted an anesthetized female patient. Okay. Turner was sentenced to 3 years probation in addition to the jail term. Persky handed down was legal. The prosecutor in charge of the hearing in the new sexual assault case involving the nurse did not immediately return a phone call. So the point is that hopefully a group has vowed to recall Persky through a ballot initiative. Prosecutors could use 170.6 to make sure he's removed from any sexual assault cases in the future. Once the affidavit is filed, the transfer to another judge is automatic. There's no reason he should ever sit on a similar case. I don't know why he should be sitting on any case. They said that the removal is a rare and carefully considered step for our office and gave no indication it would be more widely used. In the future, we will evaluate each case on its own merit and decide if we should use our legal right to ask for another judge. I think he's probably kind of stick a fork in him. He is more than done. All right, so we asked people, let's see if I can get the exact wording because I don't want to misstate this. What do you think should happen to Brock Turner? Okay. Man, do you have any feelings about this?
Well, my personal feelings, I think he should serve what the actual
you know, time actually should be, instead of the ridiculous 6 months that he was given by this judge. Like, he should serve.
Which is certainly, at very least, not get time off for good behavior. I don't know how they revisit the sentence.
Right. But, I mean, they can't. But, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's, boy, he's, well, his dad, more than anything, is really.
Well, that's really part of the alarming part of and the wording of it and the kind of boys will be boys kind of crap.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see what other people think about it.
Beatrice says 6 long months of everyday visits with Bubba.
I think there's a subtext there, don't you?
Yeah, I think yeah. So. Gloria says he can ask the victim and teach other. He can ask the victim and teach other young men how to behave.
Well, the question is there any remorse involved here? I mean, I don't disagree with that of being involved in community service and especially talking with men about it. But I mean, one of the things, especially from the father's behavior, is you don't have any. You know, I have the sense that he's viewing himself as a victim, as opposed to the woman that he brutally raped. And apparently her statements were just chilling. So, I mean, if there was some remorse, you have the sense that maybe he would be useful to sort of say to people, look, this was really wrong, and I don't think I really understood it. And, you know, and I mean, the father is certainly an alarming part of this, to use the words that he used.
That's what's really, like you said, it's alarming that they, you know, the dad gave that statement. You know, his, you know, ridiculous statement. And then Brock Turner himself had a statement for the judge as well. And there was no remorse shown by either of them.
No.
Yet the judge still handed down that very...
Well, the judge is done, I think. I think the judge is done. That I think there will be a recall petition. I mean, the very fact that the prosecutor's office said, we don't think he's capable of handling this kind of case.
Yeah. I mean, because judges, I know, certainly not to this degree, but judges tend to be a little more lenient on sentences if the perpetrator or the, you know, guilty defendant, you know, shows some form of remorse for what they did, you know, but in this case, there was no real remorse shown.
None.
It was just
none.
An excuse. They just made excuses for his actions, and the judge still gave a very, very, very... light sentence.
Slap on the wrist.
Yeah, it's really, really, really weird and really unfortunate.
Let me tell you another thing that occurred to me is, especially after the behavior is aberrant, I wonder, and this is really not a defense of the judge at all, but whether there's something really unbalanced about the judge, because that behavior seems a bit aberrant.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's now, that he did something... that the prosecutor's office was uncomfortable enough to take a fairly rare step of getting him dismissed.
Yeah.
And that's a major, major statement. So you wonder whether or not there's... I mean, you almost hope for the sake of jurisprudence in the United States that there's, you know, there's some kind of organic problem as opposed to just being a complete jerk. Okay, keep going.
Tony is next, and she says, serve the maximum time, and the whole family should be in therapy.
Well, it's really interesting. She brings up a good point. We haven't heard anything from the mom. Right?
Right, yeah. I don't even know what the situation is with
I don't either.
The mom. If the mom is alive, or if...
I don't know either. Are
her and the father still together, or...
I don't know. Let's see if I can Google anything while you're doing some new ones.
Catherine says, jail him for 12 years.
Well, it was only going to be, I think, it was going to be 6, but I got it. All right, let's see what else we can find. All right, 855-993-7569, Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. For those of us who are hoping for a little bit of remorse from Mom, forget about it. Carlene Turner wrote a letter to the judge. That's Brock's mom. I'll just read it to you. My first thought upon waking every morning, this isn't real, this can't be, why him, why? My once vibrant and happy boy is distraught, deeply depressed, terribly wounded, and filled with despair. His smile is gone forever, that beautiful grin is no more. We are devastated beyond belief. My beautiful, happy family will never know happiness again. I beg of you, please don't send him to jail or prison. Look at him. He won't survive it. He'll be damaged forever, and I fear he would be a major target. Stanford boy, college kid, college athlete, all the publicity, this would be a death sentence for him. She said, I'd like to introduce you to my son, Brock Turner, the real Brock Turner. I'm abundantly proud to call him my son. He is my heart, my soul, and brings me great joy. From the time he's a little boy, he's always been a very easygoing kid, considerate and respectful, incredibly goal-oriented, hardworking, dedicated, studious, humble, and somewhat introverted. He quietly performs and achieves while shying away from any attention and recognition. He has always had a smile on his face, a shy grin that was so endearing. I use past tense in referring to his smile because since the verdict, he has not smiled. The expression on his face is one of pure pain and anguish. It's heartbreaking. He's now saying that it was consensual. So there's not only no remorse, but suggesting that the victim lied. So Brock Turner's mom, not going to be a source of empathy or any ability to rethink this. Parents are clearly, and he's being victimized.
She was passed out. How could that have been consensual? She was passed out.
Got me.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
So much for remorse.
Yeah.
And the father's saying it's 20 minutes of action. And mom's saying, why him? Like, what? The god sort of struck him dead? He raped an unconscious woman. That's why him. Okay, let's see what other people are saying.
Alex says, what should have happened was he should have been sentenced to the maximum term, and he should not have gotten the privileged white male discount. The judge was wrong.
Yep. Good to hear from a man as well. Okay, keep going.
Chris says, perhaps working with rape victims or intense community service with sexual trauma survivors. He's young, and I don't think a prison sentence will help him to grasp the ramifications of his actions, nor rehabilitate him, but being of service to the community and the lessons found in that might.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that, but the question is, on his mindset, if he views himself as a victim, he's not going to be much help to people that, in fact, were victimized.
Right.
I don't disagree with it, but there doesn't seem to be that important element of remorse and responsibility of why him.
Well, and the other thing, too, I guess my question, too, is there any sort of understanding from him, or his parents, for that matter, that something was done wrong? Like, because it
doesn't seem to be. None of those even suggest that. I mean, if they'd said it was a momentary lapse, or he was high, or he was goaded by his friends, or that... any sort of sense that he did something wrong and there may have been extenuating circumstances, there's no implication that he did anything wrong. He's being victimized by the courts. He's why him? He's so sad. Don't send him to prison because he's already so sad. Here's my golden boy.
Right.
No sense from anybody that that he did anything wrong. Keep going.
Dorothy says the only one who can answer that right is the person he attacked.
Well, and apparently I'll bring it up, that the letter that she wrote apparently is just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I'd sort of heard, I had heard discussions of it before and sort of didn't actually want to look at it. But I'll let's keep going.
Diane says, I want to know why the mom has been silent. Of course, we just read that.
We just took care of that, yeah.
If my son did this, I would be screaming from the hilltops about this.
Well, I mean, look, as I said, it's one thing to want to protect your kids. I get that. But this kind of complete revision of reality is just seems to me unconscionable. I mean, look. Okay. Keep going.
Nina just says substantial jail time. Joni says it's a little late because his sentence was already reduced from 6 to 3 months and probation, and he is not in the general population of the jail.
Okay.
Barbara says, I'm happy to see we're discussing current events. The judge should be disbarred, and Mr. Turner should be put in general population. They'll give him what he rightly deserves.
Okay.
Mark just says appropriate jail time. John says alcohol consumption. Okay, he's quoting the father here. He says, quote, alcohol consumption and sexual promiscuity. Really? This father is ignorant.
Yeah.
Allison says, burned at the stake. These people have nothing to offer.
Let me just take a moment and read part of the statement.
Okay.
You don't know me, but you've been inside me, and that's why we're here today. On January 17th, it was quiet Saturday night. My dad made some dinner, and I sat at the table with my younger sister who was visiting for the weekend. I was working full-time and was approaching my bedtime. I planned to stay at home by myself, watch TV, and read. Then I said it was my only night with her. I had nothing better to do, so why not? There's a dumb party 10 minutes from my house. I would go dance like a fool, embarrass my younger sister. On the way there, I joked that undergraduate guys would have braces. My sister teased me for wearing a beige cardigan to a frat party like a librarian. I called myself Big Mama because I knew I'd be the oldest one there. I made silly faces, let my guard down, drank liquor too fast, not factoring in that my tolerance had significantly lowered since college. The next thing I remember, I was in a gurney in a hallway. I had dried blood and bandages on the backs of my hands and elbows. I thought maybe I'd fallen and was in an admin office on campus. I was calm and wondering where my sister was. The deputy explained I'd been assaulted. There were apparently two people who walked by and saw that she was naked and Turner was on top of her having sex with her. When I was finally allowed to use the restroom, I pulled down the hospital pants they'd given me, went to pull down my underwear and felt nothing. I still remember the feeling of my hands touching my skin and grabbing nothing. I looked down and there was nothing. The thin piece of fabric, the only thing between my vagina and anything else, was missing, and everything inside me was silence. I still don't have words for that feeling. In order to keep breathing, I thought maybe the policeman used scissors to cut off the evidence. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Talking about what really matters. Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about Brock Turner, and this is the story that has been having a long shelf life for a number of reasons. The part of it was the really minimal sentencing that the judge handed down. The outrage of the Stanford University campus, of the law department at Stanford University, of women in California in general, the fact that his father wrote a well-publicized letter saying that 20 minutes of action should not offset 20 years of life. His mother then wrote one saying, why him? Because he raped somebody? The victim talks about it. You almost wonder from her description whether somebody slipped something in her drink, because she doesn't remember any of it. She was taken to the hospital. She had contusions and blood, and her underwear had been removed. That Brock was seen by a couple of people on campus. He'd taken her behind a dumpster and was sexually assaulting her. And she talks about wanting to remove her body, you know, that she wanted to take it off, like a jacket or a coat that she and they said at the hospital you have to be tested again for AIDS because it takes a while sometimes for the antibodies to show up. So going home not really feeling that her body was her own anymore. I mean, it's a truly terrifying kind of description. Okay, let's hear what other people have contributed to this, Manny.
Kim says, I had problems with alcohol in college. I passed out many times, and my friends, male and female, protected me. Men are not normally pathological like this. What this kid did was creepy and criminal. His dad is a sicko, too.
All right, let's look at a bunch of things here. There has been more and more of a culture, and we've documented before, we've talked about on the program before, of the idea that that college is a place to get smashingly drunk. Every year there are people that die from binge drinking. We did we interviewed the producers and director of the Hunting Zone, the idea that campuses have become sexual predators' hunting grounds. And how a number of colleges, lamentably, including my own, turned somewhat of a blind eye to the problem of sexual assault on campus, especially if it involves high-profile athletes and fraternities. And they are a number of fraternities that have banned drinking on campus and drinking at parties. So it's but this is different. I mean, this wasn't a hookup. This wasn't. Even though he's saying it's consensual, that the indications from the eyewitnesses, from her, from the police, everything else, is that she was unconscious. So this is not, I think, a good example of hookup. This is an example of rape, and there's been no indication that I've seen of any sort of sense of. How could a human being assault another human being that is unconscious? I mean, where would the sexual pleasure be in that? Where would the sense of intimacy or fun or even sexuality? I mean, it doesn't make any sense that there's something incredibly wrong here. And I think that's part of what's been lost in all this discussion is not only is he seeing nothing wrong with his behavior, but his parents aren't seeing anything wrong in this behavior.
Right.
That it's not about about a woman who said, "Okay, you know, I'm drunk, I'm horny," and then said no, which is it's still rape. This was an unconscious woman that neither of them apparently had ever met each other before. It was behind a dumpster. I mean, there's nothing even faintly sexual or sexy about this. It's an abuse. It's abuse. I mean, it's violent and it's abuse. And there doesn't seem to be any recognition on his part, on the judge's part, or on the parents' part that there is something fundamentally disturbed about this. As one of our respondents said, there's something creepy about it. And saying, well, he's an introvert, and he's always been this great guy, and he had this great smile, and he, you know, what are you talking about? This was a man having sex with a woman who was unconscious. How in any way can you even understand that, let alone justify it? And there doesn't seem to be any attempt to either understand it. All right, keep going. You can see, yeah, this is, it's a truly upsetting kind of thing. And the only good thing about it, which is hard to sort of understand, is that that it's bringing a lot of attention to the issue. I've gotten to the point where I'm not sure that attention is good enough. To bringing attention to an issue doesn't necessarily change the issue, although I suppose there can be no change until attention is brought. So, all right, keep going.
Stella says the father needs to get 20 minutes of action with a big stick or Bubba. No wonder this piece of crap kid did what he did.
Well, there is something really alarming about the parents. I mean, again, I understand the impulse to protect your kid, but you don't protect your kid when they've done something illegal, immoral, damaging to another person. I mean, what you say, I love you, I'll be there for you, tell me how this happened. Not, oh, well, you know, let's just give him probation. You know, he's a nice kid.
There's just
he's
no
nice
accountability.
To his mom.
Like, there's just yeah. no accountability.
No responsibility at all. None. Yeah. And the 20 minutes of action is going to haunt both of them the rest of their lives.
Oh, yeah.
As it should.
Mm-hmm. Last one here from Bill. Bill says, in lieu of 24/7 jail time, the judge can order the sex offender 16 years of community service by babysitting the judge's own daughters and granddaughters during work hours. At bedtime, the sex offender and his father should enjoy cocktails and action time with their cellmate, Bill Cosby. The sex offender can get off early for good behavior.
Bill Cosby.
The sex offender can get off early for good behavior if he proves himself trustworthy and harmless while using alcohol in his zipper for the next 15 years. If there is any future misconduct, the sex offender's family and the judge's family, rather the community should suffer the rather than the community should suffer the consequences.
Well, it's interesting. One of the things that I did not understand and has come out, and I don't know if this is Persky's defense of his own behavior or not, is that he'll be a registered sex offender.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem about this is that everybody's life is ruined here. Without any noticeable kind of redemptive features. I mean, he's not saying, you know, I can't believe I did this, or, you know, everybody was kidding me because I was a virgin, or I was afraid, you know, that a woman would reject me. I mean, there's no even attempt to take any responsibility. And that the 20 minutes of action, I mean, that seems to me symptomatic of the entire thing. And as opposed to saying that he will take his punishment, he will understand, he wants to make amends, that he wants to tie the part of his future earnings to the victim. Nothing.
I wonder what is, if there's something psychologically wrong with the parents too, because this is not normal for, you know, someone's child to do this to someone else, and for the parents to just sort of like blow this off like it's just, you know.
Well, the only sort of
not hold them accountable at all. Like, this is not normal.
Well, I don't know that I have a whole lot of sort of instances to compare with. All I know is the shooter in Orlando's parents who went on the air the next day and said, "We are horrified.
Yeah,
we are so sorry."
Yeah.
Now there it's. Is significantly different event,
sure.
And the shooter in this particular case is dead. But still, they could have remained silent, and they didn't. They were clearly appalled and upset and feeling there in Japan. There was the parents of somebody who was disgraced resigned their job and apologized for raising a bad child. I mean, so there really are precedents with parents who love their kids saying something is really wrong here, and I'm not going to justify it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Just for those people who are feeling that the issue is drinking, the victim actually sort of dealt with that issue. She said, this isn't about drinking. Everybody else was drinking. But nobody else sexually assaulted me. No one else took me behind a dumpster where no one could find me. Sexually assaulted me. That the issue, and I'm not trying to get rid of Jack Daniels or Sky Vodka. I'm saying that respect women. This isn't about drinking. This is about sexual assault. And apparently, she has been relentless in pursuing this. And yeah, in this culture, the woman who accuses somebody of rape is not necessarily treated terrifically well. So The prosecutor said that they were really impressed by her level of courage in pursuing this. All right, so this is a related story, and I think it does have to do, it's not with drinking, it has to do with respect for women and assaulting women. This is in Minnesota, your state, there you go, and this was an unusual kind of case. This guy had been, for more than 10 years, verbally, mentally, and emotionally and physically abusing his partner. Last year, about a year ago, he punched her, the mother of his two children, so hard she suffered a traumatic brain injury. She began receiving mental health treatment. 7 months later, she took her own life. Now the 34-year-old is facing murder charges. He was charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter, along with a pattern of stalking charge in connection with the death of his partner. His treatment of his partner led directly to her death. He was clearly aware of the precarious nature of his partner's emotions following her hospitalization, continued the relentless contacts until her death. Apparently, this could be a first, at least in this particular county and maybe in the state, said that it's not something that anybody's tracked, so it may not be. They said the victim told a social worker that he had killed her and was at a loss as to what she should do, the charge against him say. That her mental health declined significantly in the months before she was killed as a result of years of domestic abuse and a traumatic brain injury. We went through that. The victim was receiving mental health. She took her own life in December of 2015. He said he was aware that she made a number of suicide attempts before she killed herself. He's also accused of violating a no-contact order. He was held on $100,000 bail with conditions, according to court records. This is a really alarming statistic. In Minnesota, it's estimated that 6,000 women kill themselves every year. Maybe that's not just in Minnesota. I think it's the National Domestic Violence Fatality Review Initiative. A significant number of them do so because of their violent victimization at the hands of an intimate male partner. There's a significant correlation between adult women who kill themselves and those women being victims of domestic violence. They're focused on finding a pattern in domestic violence over time in order to end violence against women. She called the charges significant and a good step. 9 women have been killed in suspected domestic violence situations. In last year, 34 people were killed in domestic violence incidences in Minnesota, including 22 who were killed by their partner, 3 men, and 9 bystanders or children. So the whole point about this is that it is violence toward women, and it is dangerous, and it is being tolerated less and less as it should be. All right, so we got something else that we can end the program with, so we're not ending it on quite such a sad note. But, you know, listen, as far as I'm concerned, to have this kind of program and not be talking about these kinds of things would be a waste of my time and your time. That these are the issues that, as a society, as human beings, that we need to be aware of. All right, what else you got?
We got another program director question here, I think, that kind of, in some ways, could fit with what we talked about with the Brock Turner case, at least in regards to his parents. This one is from Ted, and Ted says, Dr. Joy, what life skills are essential to impart to children at different stages of their development?
Yep, good point. Taking responsibility for your behavior. One is helping kids understand empathy. You hear me say all the time, I don't think that children are born empathic. So that helping children understand what their feelings are, what the effect that their behavior or their words have on other people. And I think as parents, sometimes we with an incomplete understanding, a kid will say, well, I hate you, and you say, no, you don't. Well, I mean, that in order to understand someone else's feelings, you have to understand your own as well. So rather than saying, no, you don't, say, gee, that sounds like you're really mad at me, and it hurts my feelings to when you say that, because I want to love you and I want you to love me. Tell me what is making you feel that way. Because if we deny children's expression of their own feelings, then they're going to learn to ignore their own feelings or not be able to express them. And while it's tough to hear that your child is mad at you or dislikes you at that moment, rather than either sobbing, which isn't very instructive, because the idea is not to guilt your child into a different kind of behavior. The idea is to help your child take responsibility for their behavior, understand the impact of their behavior, so that they can develop a conscience, so that they can develop a sense of right and wrong, so they can develop a sense of responsibility. And that's why children are assigned parents, is that that's our job to do it. Now, obviously, we're going to have to be pretty well aware of our own feelings to be able to do that, but playing our cards open, not feeling like we have to have all the answers, understanding that our job is not to be a friend to our child, but to be a teacher, a mentor to our child, to help them understand their own feelings, their own behavior, and saying, tell me what I can do to make you feel better. Tell me what you can do. Let's talk about what things you can do to feel better, so that that our emotions for both males and female become not something to be avoided or not something to be whitewashed or not something to be ignored, but something to be understood and understand that everybody feels angry. That doesn't mean that we say terrible things or that we hit somebody, that we develop. But you can't help children or ourselves understand different pathways to expressing behavior till we acknowledge the behavior itself. And there's a common term that parents use, which is use your words. And we need to be able not only to show our children how to use their words, but for us to use our words as well. And to understand that children can certainly irritate us, but rather than yelling at them or smacking them, that we take a deep breath and we explain what our feelings are and why we feel that way. So children get in the habit of doing the same thing. An explanation is not an excuse. It's just an explanation. It's an attempt to understand and to take responsibility. It seems like an appropriate note on which to tell you I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.